Band Ladies is a new web series streaming on highballtv.com. It was created by Kate Fenton, Molly Flood, and Dana Puddicombe. It was also directed by Molly Flood. It's about five women who turn their book club into a punk band and grow to be close friends as they navigate their own personal battles. I had the absolute pleasure of speaking to Molly about the incredible Canadian talent in Band Ladies, as well as some of the heavier topics that women face. Enjoy. Hi, Molly. How are you?
Hi, I'm really good, Philly. How are you?
Doing good. Are you doing good under the circumstances?
Yeah.
Hanging in there, right?
Yeah, hanging in there. It's actually, I can't believe it's week 8, I think, this week.
Oh, I know. Crazy. But it's a good time to release a web series, right?
Yeah, totally. Stay in your house. Turn on your TV.
Exactly. So I really did appreciate the concept of Band Ladies because we've got five pretty different women from sort of different walks of life, but they all come together and they're bonding over almost being sick of their daily mediocrity. I really loved this cast. We've got Kate Fenton, Lisa Michelle Cornelius, Vicky Kim, Dana Puddicombe, and Kirsten Rasmussen. And this is some fierce Canadian talent, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
They brought their own special touch to the show for sure, and I couldn't imagine anyone else playing these women. So I'm just curious about what you were looking for when you were casting for these roles and what that process was like.
Thanks for that question, because I do think the cast is a super highlight of the show. You want to build an ensemble that's going to get along, but also, like you said, the roles are so different. So wanting each woman to kind of embody that, and for us to also believe that all these women could also be friends in a way. So Kate and Dana and I created the show. Kate and then they wrote the show. So they wrote characters that they wanted to play, which is just so awesome, so empowering. Mm-hmm. And Lisa Michelle Cornelius, we had met at a Second City class and had heard her sing, and she's also like a professional singer. She sings in R&B bands and has lots of recordings out of her own stuff. And so we kind of had her in mind as this kind of secret weapon as a lead singer for the group. Kirsten as well, we had known from the theater community, from the improv community, but I also went to school with her at the U of A.
Oh, cool.
In Edmonton. Yeah, so we've known each other for a long time, and she is just such a phenomenal improviser, and we just thought she would just bring a sort of a dynamic to Stephanie that she obviously just totally nailed. And then Vicky, So Vicky was the part that we actually, the only part in the core ensemble that we auditioned for, and Kate had known her sort of peripherally as well, and she just, I call her the secret sauce, because she brought the whole group together, and she also used to play music, so that's kind of how that all came together.
Oh, that's cool. Their chemistry is amazing. I was really impressed by that. I really appreciated how the women were all very respectful of each other's differences. And I mean, we did have a few arguments here and there, but in general, we never really got those awkward conversations like, well, I'm a mother or I have a full-time job, so you wouldn't understand. So I was curious to know what your intentions were when it came to portraying that female relationship on screen, especially between the women of different walks of life.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll start with myself, actually, which is why, where my approach came from. I have a lot of friends that are different ages, have made different choices. People change over the years, but I feel like those long-term friendships that you have come when you're able to find a place of no judgment mm-hmm. towards each other. So that is really important to me in a relationship. And, I really wanted to represent that on screen, like having five women that can be from different walks of life, but still possess a support and understanding towards each other. yeah, it's really important to me.
Yeah, it was really special. One of the storylines that was particularly emotional for me was Penny's struggle with infertility. So Penny is played by Dana, who was just hilarious, and she added such a spark to the show, which, I mean, obviously she's one of the producers and writers of the show, so that, you know, that makes sense. But so behind her sort of rich and sexually driven persona is a person who's really heartbroken over her infertility, and I just, I wanted to chat with you about portraying sort of the struggle of infertility and miscarriage on screen, because it's such a sensitive subject, and what you thought about that.
Yeah, that was something that, you know, it was kind of a character that came together through the collective experience of Kate, Dana, and I, and our close friends. So we kind of took our own personal experiences and put them, sort of tried to put them together into Penny. I feel like when you're a woman in your late 30s, early 40s, you know, the relationship to fertility becomes a lot more complicated than, or even, you know, it doesn't even enter your brain when you're in your 20s that this might be something I have to think about or worry about or be in relationship with. So, yeah, so that was something we wanted to talk about because, you know, it's some, yeah, because it's something that I think more people struggle with than we know.
Yeah, that biological clock is cruel for sure.
yeah, and like sudden.
I know, it sneaks up on you, that's true.
It does.
So another storyline that I appreciated was Marnie, who was sort of the mother of the group, played by Kate Fenton, another producer writer. So she gave up her career for financial reasons when she became a mother, and her husband sort of seems to think that his career is more important than anything than she does, or anything that she does. And there's a point where Marnie is sort of faced with that decision between being a mother or doing something that she's passionate about. And instead of choosing, she's able to balance or combine the two. And I felt really inspired by that, and the fact that, you know, she didn't want to lose herself again and only be a mother, because there's so much more to being a woman than that. And so as a female actor and director creating this female driven show, what do you want women to get from it?
Yeah, I think like listen to just to maybe listen to that little voice, you know, if you if there's something that, and not to let sort of age or circumstance be a barrier to that. I think that you know, the core kind of through line of the show that we all kept coming back to was it's never too late to reinvent yourself.
Love that.
Yeah, and so so that was like definitely part of what we wanted to show with Marnie's journey. Yeah, and how exciting is that to think that at any point in your life you can change, you can go back to school, you can, you know, try something new, have new desires. So yeah, that was a key component to the script.
Yeah, I love that, because like I said, the biological clock, and then once you're not having children anymore, it's like there's a lot of women who are like, okay, now what? Do you know what I mean? Am I done? You know, so that's fantastic. I did get a lot of inspiration from this show, so thank you for that.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, I'd love actually to talk to you about the music next, because I think there was a composer, right? There was Christian Hansen involved in it, but were the lyrics actually written by the band ladies themselves?
Yeah. So, full disclosure, Christian Hansen is actually my husband.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. And he and I, have played in bands together in the past, and he is also a solo musician. He goes under Baby Drayton.
Oh, cool.
And so, yeah, so we, all four of us got in a room together. Christian kind of brought the music, brought the melodies, and then Kate and Dana and I collaborated on the lyrics, and you know, we kind of talked about, like, you know, what's the tone of this song, where is it coming from emotionally, where is it in the story, and then wrote the song. Yeah, I think they're excellent. They're super fun. They're great to write, and they're going to be released on like iTunes and Spotify and all the streaming platforms as well this week.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to get them for sure. Yeah, it sounds like it's a real passion project for the three of you, and it totally comes across.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah, it really was. Like, I feel like we each brought our full selves to the piece. And yeah, and we were really, really lucky that we were able to sort of stay in control of the whole creative process and make the show that we wanted to make.
Mm-hmm. And I love that it's, you know, Canadian and pretty local to Toronto, it seems, right? Like it was all shot in Toronto, I assume.
Very, very. Oh my God, we were so lucky with our timeline. Like, you know, we shot in these great venues, mm-hmm. and we were able to kind of get through post just before the shutdown. So
yeah, and like the little references to Lee's Palace and stuff like that. Like, it was cool.
Yeah.
So one of the interesting things about the show is that it's all smaller episodes. So you can actually binge the whole thing in about an hour, which, you know, as a working mom myself, it's amazing. But it doesn't feel rushed at all, in my opinion. I still got so much out of the smaller episodes. So I'm just curious about what made you and the other creators decide to go with this type of format.
Well, I guess it was partially was the funding that was available to us. Mm. You know, we've all been making work in theater for, you know, over 10 years, and we wanted to make that transition into film. And, you know, we'd all been working in film in different ways, and we just thought this would be a great platform for us to kind of try out some big ideas. And kind of be able to be in an environment where we could fail if we wanted to.
Right.
You know, you have a lot of autonomy with a web series, right? There's not a network telling you kind of what you have to do or what you can't say or show. And so, yeah, so we thought that the format was like, gave us the most control. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And that makes sense. Yeah, it worked really well. So thank you. Thank you so much for chatting with me. I really appreciate you taking the time. And congratulations. I thought it was fantastic.
Thanks so much, Julie. I really appreciate you taking a watch.
No worries at all. Have a good rest of your day. Hopefully we can leave our houses soon.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thanks.